You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
The word is the Diamond Model. Spelled diamond, as in the shape of, and model, as in a representation to show the construction of something. Definition: a cyber threat intelligence analysis model that defines relationship pairs between four core components in the shape of a diamond of adversary playbook activity across the intrusion kill chain. The adversary, their capability, the infrastructure used or attacked, and the victim. Example sentence: the Diamond Model allowed security analysts to attribute with high confidence that Sandworm penetrated Ukraine's government networks. Origin and context: Sergio Caltagirone, Andrew Pendergrast, and Christopher Betts, who in 2011 were working for the U.S. Department of Defense, published their paper, The Diamond Model of Intrusion Analysis, in which they laid out a methodology to describe how cyber adversaries use their capabilities and infrastructure against victims. The authors were riffing off something called attack trees, originally proposed by cybersecurity luminary and thought leader Bruce Schneier. Schneier's idea was that attack graphs, quote, attempt to generate all possible attack paths and vulnerabilities for a given set of protected resources to determine the most cost-effective defense and the greatest degree of protection, end quote. It's a terrific idea, but it didn't scale. The Diamond Model authors attempted to formalize a language around cyber incidents, and it was a first step to improve that situation. In their model, they build activity threads that combine intelligence and traditional attack graphs into activity attack graphs by merging, quote, traditional vulnerability analysis with knowledge of adversary activity, end quote. As analysts collect intelligence using the Diamond Model, the kill chain becomes more complete with data for all the incidents. At a certain point, analysts might note that the Diamond Model event for the delivery phase and the command and control phase in Incident 1 is remarkably similar to the events captured in Incident 2. These activity threads connect the two incidents together, may indicate that the attacks have originated from the same adversary, and implies a much broader campaign against your network. According to the paper, quote, the Diamond Model's events can then be correlated across activity threads to identify adversary campaigns and coalesced into activity groups to identify similar events and threats which share common features, end quote. In simpler terms, this process is how we get all of those colorful names that splash across as headlines in the cybersecurity news space. For example, Chinese APT-10 hackers use zero login exploits against Japanese orgs. Or Ferocious Kitten, 6 years of covert surveillance in Iran. Or the Lazarus Group may have been behind the 2009 attacks of European targets. To be clear, the Diamond Model is not an alternative to the Lockheed Martin kill chain model or the MITRE ATT&CK framework. It's an enhancement. The Diamond Model's atomic element, the event, with its four core features, is present at each phase of the intrusion kill chain. From the Diamond Model paper, quote, "The kill chain provides a highly effective and influential model of adversary operations which directly informs mitigation decisions. Our model integrates their phased approach and complements kill chain analysis by broadening the perspective, which provides needed granularity and the expression of complex relationships amongst intrusion activity," end quote. Nerd reference. In 2020, Andy Pendergrass, now working for Threat Connect, gave a presentation about the evolution of the Diamond model.
We look at the diamond as an event. Every diamond has some time that the event occurred. It has some person that was responsible for the event, the adversary, some capability that they leveraged, be that a piece of malware that exploits a certain vulnerability or a tool or on net to move laterally, whatever the case may be. And they have some infrastructure that they used, some point of presence either on the internet or within the victim's network to carry out that capability, or that they carried out that capability on. And then every event has something that's affected, there's something that's being targeted, and that's the victim. And we can track those as personas, network addresses, email addresses for the victims as well. What we originally used this for was pivoting across each one. So if I could track a capability, if I could had a signature for malware activity, then I might be able to find infrastructure used by the same or similar groups, also using that capability in different places.
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
Everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.